It's still a tribute to Glenn Miller.
One of Canada's contributions to the field of big band leaders is Guy Lombardo, an old friend of Glenn Miller's.
We watched his climb, and naturally when he became a big band, a coast-to-coast favorite, we wondered if Glenn had changed any. It didn't take we Lombardo boys long to find out, because I think on his first night off, he and Mrs. Miller came down to visit us at the Roosevelt Hotel where we were playing at the time. And we naturally were happy to see him. And one of the first things Glenn said was that on his night off, Mrs. Miller asked him to come down with her and have us play Little Coquette for him, which was the theme song that we used in Chicago. Oh. And it was Mrs. Miller's favorite recording. Now, I thought that was a wonderful thing for Glenn to do, and we certainly appreciated it. And it proved that he was the great guy in success that he was when he was starting, and that's a tribute to anyone in our business.
Smiles a warm summer breeze,
the smile of Eloise.
Mopping up soda pop Ricky's to our heart's delight.
Dance to Swingaroo Quickies, jukebox Saturday night.
Goodman and Kaiser and Miller help to make things bright.
Mixing hot licks with vanilla, jukebox Saturday night. They put nothing past us,
me and Honey Lamb,
making one cold flash us
till it's time to scram.
Money we really don't need that,
we make out all right.
Let the other guy feed that jukebox Saturday night.
That old black magic cast me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down.
Billy May joined the Glenn Miller Orchestra along with Ray Anthony on November 1st, 1940. 3 weeks later, he played on this recording of Along the Santa Fe Trail. Billy thinks back to that time 24 years ago.
Glenn offered me a job with his band, which I subsequently took. That was around about the middle of October 1940. I liked it very much. I was quite thrilled when he offered me the job to go with the band, and I stayed with the band from early in November 1940, and then I stayed with the band until Glenn went into the service, which was October 42. How I liked the band, I liked it very much for two reasons. I think the band was a very artistic endeavor. I think that some of the things we played were absolutely gorgeous. Some of the things we also played jumped pretty well for the time. Coupled with that was the fact that it was one of the most lucrative money-making positions for an instrumentalist at the time. We did the Chesterfield show, usually worked a location like some hotel or one-nighter. And besides that, we recorded rather furiously, as RCA Victor's catalog can show you.
Glenn Miller disbanded his civilian orchestra in September 1942 and joined the United States Army Air Force in October with the rank of captain. His band played concerts and broadcasts until 2 weeks after D-Day, at which time they set sail for Great Britain, arriving in London on June 29, 1944. On September 15th, Vernon Harris of the BBC interviewed him.
As many of you know, Glenn Miller, now Major Glenn Miller, is here just now as conductor of the American band of the Allied Expeditionary Force. And that's a bit of luck for the wishing well. And for you, Jeff, Rodney, and Rocky in East Africa. Because Glenn has come along specially today to meet you.
Thank you, Vernon, and hello to all you guys and gals on the All-Allied Fighting Team. I'd like to put that hello into capital letters to the three gentlemen who invited me here, Jeff, Rodney, and Rocky.
I'm sure that many of the forces who are listening, as well as Jeff and Rodney and Rocky, will paste this moment well into their memory books, Major Miller.
Take it easy now, Vernon.
And now, how about bouncing a few answers back of the questions that have been bowling in about you and your American band at the AEF?
Well, you start asking, we'll do our best.
Well, I think first we should start right from the beginning of your visit to this country. Now, how long have you been over here?
Just about 3 months, but in those 90-odd days, it seems like we've lived a lifetime of really wonderful experiences.
It sounds as if you've been kept busy every moment.
Well, the flak has been a little heavy at times, and this might give you a rough idea of what it's been like. In the month of August, for instance, we played 89 separate jobs. That includes 35 concerts at the bases and camps, as well as maintaining our regular broadcasting schedule. Well,
shouldn't think there's much time left for eating and sleeping.
Well, sometimes there isn't.
Rumor hath it, Glenn, that you and your boys will soon be going overseas.
The sooner we hath it, Vernon, the better we'll like it.
Have you enjoyed being here? I mean, in the few moments you find outside work?
The real enjoyment comes from the moments inside our work. Once we heard the happy sound of a music-hungry bunch of servicemen yelling for more whatever we had to offer, we knew that we could never enjoy a more satisfying payoff in our lives.
I can understand that.
It's really been a great kick. Not only that, but we've had the pleasure of playing with such fine British artists and new friends like Vera Lynn, Ann Shelton, Paula Green, and many others. A couple of old friends of ours like Dinah Shore, Bing Crosby.
And how do you feel about the British reaction to your American band of the AEF?
From a personal standpoint, it's really been wonderful. The Tommies we have played for have made us feel right at home. We were surprised to find that the British youngsters in the service are well educated to our American style of music.
Well, don't forget your records got here before you did.
Well, I hadn't thought of that. Anyway, I hope we can send some of our bands over here and bring some of your bands over to the States after the war so we'll all get to know each other a little better musically.
Well, that's a grand idea. And thank you, Major Glenn Miller, for your visit to our program.
Pleasure's been all ours, Vernon. It's always a treat to talk to the men and women of the forces. So to you out there, thanks again for the invitation to come here, and for now, good luck.
Those new board and blue tunes played for servicemen's ladies, be they Mom, Sis, or Mrs. Tooby. The old tune, Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair.
This is among the last broadcasts that Glenn Miller was to make from England, shortwave and, of course, beamed to Germany, too, at the time. This is the Army Air Force Orchestra, quite different from his civilian band. Strings, a very big orchestra, over 30 pieces, very big.
Sergeant Desmond, the crew chief, sing the new tune.
I couldn't sleep a wink last night because we had that silly fight.
I thought my heart would break the whole night through. I knew that you'd be sorry, and I'm sorry too.
I didn't have my favorite dream, the one in which I hold you tight.
I had to call you up this morning to see if everything was still all right.
Yes, I had to call you up this morning,
'cause I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
We'll put the bite on Irving Berlin for our borrowed tune and come up smiling with Alexander's Ragtime Band. Last the blue tune, Blue Rain.
At this time, of course, it was known as the Army Air Force Training Crew Orchestra. And when I say a crew, Glenn Miller recruited the finest musicians from all over America that were recruited by the armed forces at that time. What a band it was. We'll have the wrap-up to the Miller story after this.